So staying in the Middle East, reform in the fledgling democracy in Egypt apparently does not apply to Egyptian women. The ruling Islamist coalition led by the Muslim Brotherhood Party have signaled virtually no flexibility about changing laws to alter the status of women. The Brotherhood is at odds over a proposed United Nations declaration to enact explicit protections for women. The Brotherhood issued a statement last week asserting that wives should not have the right to file legal complaints against their husbands for rape, that daughters should not have the same inheritance rights as sons, and that a husband must have guardianship over his wife in matters such as travel, work, or the use of contraceptives. But what does the United Nations consider universal? Does it apply in very traditional Egypt? That's the question now for Hafsa Halawa, who's an Egyptian lawyer and former employee at the Cairo chapter of the U.S.-based National Democratic Institute. Hafsa, welcome.
Hi.
What's been the reaction to this statement from the Muslim Brotherhood, and how unexpected was it?
Well, I think it's important to put into context that this is not something new in terms of what we're hearing from the Muslim Brotherhood. However, the context and how bold and openly public it was in terms of it was originally posted as sort of a Facebook statement and then translated and was picked up very strongly in the international media, coinciding with the UN, with the meeting held in New York for UN Women. It's been a mix, I think, of reception here, mainly because it's really sort of being hidden by very real economic and political problems that Egypt is facing. So it's become more of an international issue and an issue that the international community has taken on very strongly. But locally, it's not been very well covered in local media, in Arab language newspapers and on talk shows. It's not really the primary focus, which is more the concern, because whilst the international media has picked up on this and has put the Brotherhood in an embarrassing situation, it's not something that the public on a grassroots level on the ground across the country are paying enough attention outside of the intellectual elite, kind of more educated areas of society.
Is that to say that most Egyptians view this notion of universal rights for women as irrelevant given the economic situations, or do they view the UN as something of a paternalist, almost neo-colonialist kind of dictator of traditions to Egyptians who would rather make the decision on their own?
Well, I think it's very interesting that the Brotherhood chose to actually respond in such a strong fashion to the UN document. You know, traditionally, the agencies themselves have not been not so well received, but certainly rather largely ignored. But I think that when you're talking about the situation that the country is currently in, the issue of gender rights is, whilst incredibly central to ruling under or being ruled by a Islamist president and probably a majority Islamist government and so on, it is an incredibly important point. But unfortunately for people on an everyday basis, the economic concerns, the rising price of fruit and vegetables, the rising problems with the fuel crisis that we're currently experiencing has become an issue that primarily takes priority over that. Having said that, it's also about marketing gender rights in a particularly more plausible way for Egyptians. I mean, when you talk about, for example, the personal status rights in terms of divorce and stuff, that's something that was heralded. And, the former president, Hosni Mubarak's wife, Suzanne Mubarak, was heralded and lauded for the moves that she made in terms of giving women their personal status rights in divorce and in access to their children and custody, etc. And it's definitely something that extremist, more Salafi-minded Brotherhood members and more fundamental Salafists in the country are looking to sort of reverse and bring back a more very traditional, very historic Sharia principle.
Well, Hafsa, thinking about, this agenda from the on-the-ground Egyptian perspective, what would women in Egypt change tomorrow if they could change something that would be of more practical benefit, given all that you've said about the question of what is the focus right now?
Yeah, well, definitely the one topic in terms of women's rights that has become incredibly mainstream recently due to great work by activists and now a big focus in mainstream media that's caused the government to look at you know, very much a reform in the laws is violence and sexual harassment and assault on women, whether it's walking in the street and having verbally been assaulted in the street, whether it's the actual increase of sexual attacks within protests in Tahrir Square and in other areas of the country. It's become an issue that is now, you know, when a lot of people talk about women's rights, they talk about discrimination and violence against women, whether that be more in the home or more in the street. And this is, I mean, if you actually look at the events after the Muslim Brotherhood released their document, Issam al-Haddad, the Brotherhood spokesman in Germany on a trip, has come out with a statement, not necessarily condemning the Brotherhood statement, but certainly focusing the objectives on eradicating violence against women and sexual assault and sexual harassment of women. And that is primarily, certainly, a massive problem for women in Egypt, whether, you know, and it covers all ranges and all classes of society. You know, you have veiled women, women in the niqab, women who are unveiled, Christian, Muslim, all kinds of women being, you know, subjected to horrendous verbal assault and sexual, physical assault whilst walking in the streets, etc. And recently, we've seen a massive jump from this being a Twitter conversation, a social media conversation, to becoming a real mainstream issue that the government is now taking on, and that's certainly a main goal.
Finally, before we go, the President Obama, will be in the region this week. Is there any sense on the ground among Egyptians that this visit will have any relevance to the changes and the difficulties in Egypt?
I doubt it. I mean, John Kerry, Secretary of State's recent visit to Egypt was very mixed in its responses from, you know, whether you're talking to opposition figures or Brotherhood supporters. And I think there's a real contradiction in terms of the position of where the U.S. should stand in terms of Egyptian politics and what's happening on the ground in Egypt. There is certainly a need and a push to, you know, allow the U.S. government to impose more economic, not relief, but impose more restriction on the government to take the IMF aid, to impose the austerity that needs to be imposed, regardless of how unpopular it might be. The opposition have really, you know, put the U.S. in a very difficult position, I believe, in terms of being so against speaking to the administration, in terms of being against working with the administration, seeing them as a Brotherhood-leaning administration. And I think it's, you know, President Morsi isn't even in the country right now. He's on a trip to Pakistan. And Obama, President Obama, has made it very clear that, you know, he's not visiting the region. His Secretary of State was here, and it wasn't incredibly successful. So I doubt it.
Ships passing in the night there, leaders in Egypt and the United States. Hafsa Halawa, who's an Egyptian lawyer and former employee of the National Democratic Institute. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.